And so, miyika nishtarish? Are you becoming any more of a ganef now? Like when you sell it, really you have no right to sell it. The first owner was not miyayish, it never became yours. There's not even a shinu or rishus here. Like it belongs to the first one yet. So where's the shinu to say that you kono? There's no yish here. The Rashi says, holo yahani maisov, your maisov, your actions don't help at all. The shinu rishus, she shinu rishus lo rishus lakeach, below yish lek leman diyom of the koni. Nobody holds that koni. If the owner wasn't miyayish yet, so it doesn't become yours. Says, so what do you mean, nishtarish bechet, you're making a strong gzeilam, like now you make this animal yours. It doesn't become yours. If the owner wasn't miyayish yet, it still belongs to the owner. Elo the kesach, Rav Tzvi is talking about liyacha yish, that you are miyayish already. Now the question is, the yisak, what that is, are you going to tell me if you think that yish kona, that yish itself helps? If so, my mishalm tashlum yabo v'chamisha. How come you have to pay 4 and 5? L'chura shalahu teveyach, shalahu moicha. You're telling me now the pasha according to Rabbi Kiva of Dal Vey is after the owner was miyayish. So a ganav stole it, and now the owner was miyayish. He gave up hope of getting it back. Now if the ganav goes and takes it and sells it, or makes a mechira, or makes a tzficha, that's where it's chal Dal Vey. You know why? Rabbi Kiva says, because now you made a bigger chet, like now you're being konerit. But if you're going to tell me that the ganav was konerit before, if you tell me now yish by itself is konui, so as soon as the owner was miyayish from the animal, the ganav has a right to keep it. It's like the ganav's animal right now. So he goes and shechts it, he's not making a bigger avera right now, he's shechting his own animal, he's allowed to. He has to already pay back money, that's all. But the animal belongs to him. So what's Rabbi Kiva saying? Nishtashu v'chet. There's no more v'chet right now. It belongs to you. Shalayu tevei, shalayu meicher. So here's a clear proof that yish is not konoi. So even after the owner's miyayish, no, still it belongs to him. It's not the ganavs. That's why when the ganav does the maisa mechira now, maisa tzficha, that's why it's chal dal v'hei. With the mechira, with the tzficha, now it goes out of the owner's rishus. But it's called a maisa tzficha in the violence animal. So must look like this. Amri, I'll tell you, k'diyama rova. No. Nefnei sheshona v'chet. Hochanam v'nei sheshona v'chet. Tell you, maybe that's not shana v'chiva. Doesn't mean to say nishtarish means like you're making a bigger chet because you're konerit. Maybe the only means to say is that l'mais you're doing a second chet here. So Rashi says, only yerlin we're talking about now l'fnei yish. Could be the owner was not miyayish yet. Because once the owner is miyayish, true, then if you make a tzficha, mechir you'll be potter. Because it's your own that you're shechting. Here we're talking about before the owner was miyayish. If so, why are you chayim dal vei? What is it keeping me to say? V'yafa pish layahanu maisav mechayim. Even though what you do now does not really help, you have no right to sell it. The sale does not take place. Still, you chayim dal vei. If they sheshona bechet, because you did a chet 2 times. Like first of all, you made the gneva, and secondly, this chayfus doesn't belong to you. You're not allowed to shecht it. You're not allowed to sell it. You went ahead and you sold it, that's called like a second Aveira, that's why you chal chayav dal v'hei. But Avada was talking about only before Yish, because it could be, once the Bailam is miyayish, then Taka's not in your, then could be once the Bailam is miyayish, it's not in his Rishus anymore, maybe Taka Yish is konui, and therefore there won't be a din of dal v'hei anymore. So for this, here there's no proof. Alright, we'll stop here. An aleph on top. That's the fourth line down. Toshima, bring another right. Again, we're in the middle of Shiloh, if Yish is koino by Gezel or not. Toshima, the tovcha yemochr. You know the parish of Dal Vehei, if you steal and then you make a tficha, you shecht it or you sell it. So make a drosha, ma tficha sheinich hazeris, just like the tficha when you shecht the animal, you can't bring it back again. The tficha helps. Is af mechira sheinich hazeris. That means the mechira you have, the ganav has to sell it. A sale that takes place that you can't retract, you can't get it back. Now, Amos, when can this be? When can it be that the ganav makes a good mechira? Ilay melufnei yish, if you want to say before the bailim was miyayish from the gneva, if so, amayenu chazeres, what right does the ganav have to sell it? Lechur, it's not his. The owner has the right to come back and take it back. Ela, shu lechur, the pasuk is talking about, liyacha yish. That means the ganav stole the shore, and then the bailam was miyayish. He gave up hope of taking it back. So we say lechura that yish helps, that the ganav owns it. Therefore, now when the ganav sells it, it's a good sale. He can't get it back. Now, if you want to tell me, kiniyah, So it's kashas pakeret. If you want to tell me that yish taka helps, that it belongs to the ganif, if so, amay mishalm dal vehei? So then why taka do you have to pay dal vehei? Shalayu taveach, shalayu meicher. L'chure, it belongs to him. Like it's pakeret. I mean, if you hold yish is kona, so when the bailam is miyayish, now the ganif is kona the shore. So it's like his shore. So he's allowed to sell his own shore. Like once yish is kona, then the pshat is the ganif, only has to pay back money. But the actual shore he's allowed to keep. So if he sells it, he's not doing an avera. So what do you have to pay dal v'hei for? So Mora says, k'diyomar Rav Nachman, like Nachman says, I'll tell you, prat l'shehikna l'shloishim yoyim. And the chanami avada of chat here right now is that yish is not koina. So like yish does not help. And therefore, when the ganav sells it, he's taka doing a bigger avera, he's selling the ganav's chayfetz. So what do you mean to say a mechira that helps? That not chazeris? It just means that the mechira has to be like for ilam and not for only 30 days. That's not even called the ma'isa mechira. If the ganav would only sell it for 30 days, that's not called the mechira. In other words, really the mechira doesn't help because it's not his chefetz, it belongs to somebody else. Just what he's doing, he has to be doing a ma'isa mechira. A ma'isa mechira means at least the ma'isa is that you're selling it forever. But if you're only selling it for 30 days and then you want to get it back, that's not called the mechira. That's all the pasuk means to say. But what type of a mechira are you chayiv for? It has to at least look as if you're selling it li'elam. So again, we have no proof whether yish is kind or yish is not kind. Meisra, we have another kasha. It says gonav if a ganav stole something, and then ubo achav a gonvoy. A second person came and stole it from the first ganav. So it says harisha mishal tashlum mikayful. The first one he made the real geneva. He has to go pay back to the owner. Karen and Kaifel, he has to pay back twice. Fi Hasheni, the second one, though, the soldier from the first one, Eina Mishalim El Karen Mavad. He only has to pay Karen, that's all, but not Kaifel. So Rashi says, Fi Hasheni, Eina Mishalim El Karen, who? Leganef Rishon, he has to pay back to the Ganef Rishon. Tehsiv Gunav Ebeisish, because the parsha of Kaifel is only if you steal it from the owner. Here, the second one is not stealing it from the owner, he's only stealing it from a Ganef. So therefore, he has to pay back Karen to the Ganef, but not Kefil. Now, Gonaf Umochar, let's say the first Ganef sold it. Ubo Achav Gonvoy, and the second one now steals it from the one that bought it. So the locher is Harisha Masham Tashlumi Abo V'Chamisha. The first one did a Maisa Gnev and he sold it. So he's trying to pay Dal V'Hei to the original owner. V'Hasheni, now the second one that sold it from the one that bought it, is also Masham Tashlumi Kefil. He has to pay Kefil. Because the second person that bought it, like for sure it's his now. But Zachor, like we'll soon see, it's Yish and Shinu Rishus. Like the first Ganef that sold it, now sold it to a second person. That's called the Shinu Rishus. So Zachor, Yish with Shinu Rishus helps that the person that bought it now, it's his. So now somebody steals it from him, it's called the Vagunef and Beis Ish, and therefore you have to pay back even Kefil. What's going to be though? Gonaf, the first one stole it. V'tofach, and he made a ma'isa mechira, that's all. Ubo achav, gonvoy, and now somebody steals it from this first ganif, he steals the meat, is harishon mishal tashlumi dal v'hei. The first ganif, he made a ma'isa gneiva and a ma'isa tficha, so he has to pay dal v'hei, very good. V'hasheni, the second one though now, that came and stole this piece of meat, is eino mishal tashlumi kefil. He does not have to pay that kefil, but rather, Ella Karen Bavad. You only have to pay back Karen. Which this, Lechur, is a very kasha. Why? Lechur, when the first Ganef, after he made a Tzficha, Lechur, that's called the Shinu Maisa. Like he did something to the animal, via Dayim, he shechted it. So, Lechur, now the animal is not Kain Shagonev anymore. So, Lechur, that's a big Shinui, that the first Ganef now is Kona the meat. The meat belongs to him. So, Lechur, if a second person steals the meat from him now, the second one should have to pay Kefil back to the first Ganef. Because once he made a tficha, he should own the meat now. That's going to be the Moros Kasha soon. But so far it says no, that if a second person steals from this first ganav after he made a tficha, he does not have to pay back kefil, ela kerem bovad. That's what this brisa says. Sakoponim ketonim mitziyosa. What is the middle case over here? It says, gonav if the first person stole. Umocher, and he sold it. Uboacha, the gonver, now a second ganav steals from this person that bought it. So locher is Arisha Masham Tashlumi Dal Vehei. Very good. The first one made a Gneva with a Mechira. He has to pay Dal Vehei. But Fi Hasheni, the second Ganif, is Masham Tashlumi Kefil.
He has to pay kefil. Since he stole it from the person that bought it off the ganef, so mashma, that person owns it now, it's his. So if you steal it from him, it's called the gunach mibesoish. You stole it from an owner, and you have to pay that kefil. Now Amos, what are we talking about over here? What happened? Elaine, if you want to tell me, lifnei yish, if you want to tell me now that the first owner was not miyayish, even though the ganef sold it to somebody else, but the first person still was not miyayish, he has hopes of getting it back. If so, sheni amay meshanta shlumi kefil. Why does the second ganef now that stole from the person that bought it have to pay kefil? The person that bought it doesn't belong to him. It still belongs to the original owner. Bechurashinu rishus v'loy yish mi ikul amandi yom adikoni. Does anybody hold the shinu rishus by itself helps without yish? That means it belonged to Reuven and Shimon stole it. So now Shimon sells it to somebody else. It means nothing. It still belongs to Reuven. If Reuven wasn't miyayish yet, if the owner wasn't miyayish, it still belongs to the owner. So the ganef has no right to sell it. And even if he sells it, it means nothing. So who really owns it? The first person, Reuven. So now somebody steals it from this person that bought it. It's not called the good of the basis. So why does he have to pay that kefil? So it can't be talking about that the owner was not miyayish yet. Ella rather pshita for sure. We're talking about now liachayish, that the first owner was already miyayish, that somebody stole it, and now the owner was miyayish, and now the ganef went and sold it to somebody else. Now, if you want to tell me the way Rabbi said before, that yish is koina by a ganef, as soon as the owner is miyayish, automatically the ganef is koina it, he owns it right now, and he only has to pay back money, but the goof of the animal is his, and so, amayim misham tashlum dal v'hei, now that the ganef went and sold it, why does he have to pay dal v'hei? L'chura didehu dezoven, he sold his own animal, like once the bailam was miyayish. So if you hold yish as konu, that means it belongs to the ganef. So he could do what he wants with it. Why can't he sell it? So why does he have to pay down the hay? That's one kasha. We're talking about if before yish is a kasha, how is it why it's kefil? And we're talking about after yish, so why is it down the hay? So chur it's a kasha and rabba. The chur you see yish is not konu. The chur you see here that even though the owner was miyayish, but there's no kinyan of yish. This is a second question we have here. Divtoni Reisha says in the Reisha, Gonaf ul Baracha the Gonvoi, says in the Reisha, somebody stole it. And the second person came and stole it from the first Ganef. So Reisha Meshanta Shlumi Kefil, the first Ganef, he made a good Geneva from Ibeis Ish. He has to pay that Kefil. But I tell you, if he has Sheni, the second one, Ain't a Meshalim El Karen. The second one that stole it from the first Ganef only has to pay Karen and not Kefil, because it's not called the Gun of Ibeis Ish. Now the question is, Michti, let's see. Liach yish kaminan. The Chur, we're talking about now, even after the first owner was miyayish. Now, the Sagla Daitach, yish kain, if you want to tell me like Rabbi Svara, that when the owner is miyayish from the Geneva, the Ganef keeps it, it's the Ganef's, just he has to pay back money. So if so, Sheni, when the second one comes now and steals from the first Ganef, Amai Einu Mishalem Ela Karen. Why does he only have to pay back Karen? Why not Kefil? This should be called Vaguna Mabes Ish. Since the first owner was Miyayish, so it belongs to the Ganef. So now if the second Ganef steals from the first Ganef, he's stealing from the owner. So we should have to pay back Kefil. El Alav Shmamina, from here it's a clear proof, and that's the Locha, that Yish Lekona. That Yish is not Kona. If a Ganef or Gazlan takes it, even though the owner is Miyayish, it means nothing. Since it came in your hand, the Yisura, as soon as you stole it, right away there's a Chiyav HaHeshev as a Gzela, so Yish doesn't help. You still have to return it, it doesn't become yours. For the Gemara, and the Kash and Rav, there's a Kash and Rav. So it's like this. Oma Rav, Rav says, for Tizbrua, is this a good Svara, Oma Tarestahi? Are you want to answer me this Brysa? The Brysa anyway is Shver. Is a Kash on the Brysa anyway. El Diktoni Sefer. What does the Brysa say in the Sefer? It says, Gona Fetofa. First the Ganef made a Geneva, and then he shechted it. He made the Shechita. Uboacha the gunva, and then a second person stole it. Stole this meat. So it says, Rishim Mishal Tashlum Adal Vahey. That's very good. But Visheini Eini Mishalim Ala Karen. The second one that steals the meat from the first Ganef only has to pay Karen and not Kefil. Now the question is why? Umi Ikul Amandi Yama Shinu Maisa Lekoni. Is there anybody that holds by a Ganef that Shinu Maisa doesn't help? Like the Guru, even without Yish. When you make a Shinu Maisa, you stole the live animal. And if the Ganef made a Shechita, Nuchur, it's not called Kain Shagonef. We dash him before the Heshev as a Gzela, Asha Gozal. You only have to return it when it's the same state as you stole it. But if you changed it over, you made something new out of it, so there's no more chiv hashover on the chepetz, you're allowed to keep it, you only have to return the money. So here, where the first ganef made a shchita, he killed it, the chur is called a shino maifa. So he's kind of belongs to him. So why if somebody steals it now, doesn't he have to pay kefil? He should have to pay kefil. Elo liyom l'gmur says like this, liyelom kulu lefna yish. I tell you, the whole price now is talking about before yish. There's no kasha. Maybe yish is kona. And the whole price is talking about before the owner was miyayish. And the epoch is seifa l'mitziyosa m'tziyosa l'seifa. You have to change around the price from the middle to the end and the end to the middle. And rather sell a game hawk, it's like this better. Go now for mochar, somebody stole something. And then he sold it. And now you steal it from this person that bought it. So harisha m'sham tashlum yabal v'chamisha. Very good. Because it still belongs to the original owner. There's no yish here. And therefore you made a geneva with a mechiri. You have to pay this is very good. Since the first owner was not miyayish yet, still belongs to him. The fact that Ganef sold it means nothing. Still belongs to the first owner. So therefore, if you steal it now from this person that bought it, it's not called Vagunav and Beis Ish. It's called you steal it from somebody else, so you don't have to pay that kefil. So that's what the Braisa means. Now, what does the Seif really mean? Ganef v'tofach. What's going to be if the owner really made a good geneva? I mean, the ganef made a geneva, and then he shechted, he made him a shechita. And now, somebody steals it from this, he steals the meat from the ganef, is a rishim, a shanta shlum yabod chamisha. Because there was no yish yet, and therefore it's still the onus, so you made a geneva with a tficha, you have to pay dalvehei. And here, we are sheni, misham tashlum kefil. Here, the second person that steals the meat from the ganef has to pay kefil. You know why? Not because of yish, but because the kiniya b'shino maisa. Because since the ganef took this animal and made a shchita, he killed it, so it's not called kein shegozal. So therefore, there's no more mitzvah hashovam. He's allowed to keep it. He only has to return the money. Therefore, if you steal this meat now, you have to pay kefil. Therefore, the mission is no kasha to Rav that holds yish as kona. Could be yish, would be kona. But here we're talking about before the owner was miyayish. Rav Papa says, but Allah, we hold yish is not kona though. Only if you have a shinu rishus, or a shinu maisa, or a shinu hashem. Rav Papa says, you don't have to change it around. The pshat is like this. Sefer, yes, the kasha, we're talking about lacha yish, and he made a tficha, so it's a shinu maisa. Like something's wrong here. Shinu maisa for sure was kona. So Mar says, no, maybe this brisa goes according to Beis Shammai. The Amri Shino, them claim I met, like we had before. Beis Shammai owes by the Esnan, even though you give her for a present the wheat, and she makes it into flour, still it's possible a korban. Because Beis Shammai says that Shino is not Kaina. So this brisa maybe goes according to Beis Shammai. Therefore, even though the Ganef made a Tficha, made a Shchiter on it, he made a Shino Maisa, but Beis Shammai holds you not Kaina. The Yochef at Gemara, that's Pshat here, then Kasha Reishu Mitziyosa, L'Rav. Anyway, it's a Kasha then, it'll be a Kasha, the Reishu Mitziyosa to Rav. If you want to tell me,
in other words, if you say we're talking about that the Bailam was Miyayish, so if the Bailam was Miyayish, then Rav holds the Ganef as Koin, there's a Kenyan Yish, so both the Reishu and Mitziyosa doesn't come out, they shouldn't be capable, they should be capable by the second one. So Gemara says, the Pshat is like this. The Olam really kulu lefna yish. No, the whole price is talking about that the Bailam was not miyayish yet. We're talking about koydim yish, so therefore there's no kasha and rav. But v'ocha b'may eskiri, no, we're talking about over here. She nisiyayishu ha Bailam b'lo keyach, v'lo nisiyayishu b'ganef. That the Bailam was not miyayish, calls the man the chayfus was by the ganef. Only after the ganef sold it to the second person, by the second person there the Bailam was miyayish. So therefore, our gear is the heavenly yish v'shinu rishus. The going says you should know to be gross this, because it comes out that the ikir is just yish. That first you sold it, the mechira didn't help then, but later the buying was miyayish, and therefore v'loy tamer don't say mishum debinin yish v'shinu rishus. That's not the pshar. We don't need yish v'shinu rishus. El afilu biyish luchudinami koni kabi ganef. Really, like Rav holds, if the buying would have been miyayish, yish alone helps. that the Ganef would be koiner it. So it could have said that case also. But here we're talking about that the Bailam was not Miyayish when it was by the Ganef, but only later after he sold it to this new person. You know why? Because Elod Le Mishkachas to Mishalmi Tavayu, Ganef Rishon, the Ganef Sheni, Elod Hochi. This is the only case you'll have that the first Ganef is Chayev Dal Vehei, because when he sold it or he shechted it, the Bailam was not Miyayish yet. Therefore, he shechted or sold the Bailams. But then the Bailam was Miyayish, so by the second Lekeach, it belongs to him already. So now, if a Ganef steals from him, he has to pay back Kefal. But the Emerson, it wouldn't be a Kashan Rav, it could be Yish's Kaina by itself. Even though Lemaisa, Lalacha, we don't hold like Rav. Lemaisa, we hold, like we said, by a Ganef, Yish by itself is not Kaina. Now the Gemara says like this, Itma, we don't like this. Ha-moicha lefne Yish. If the Ganef sells what he stole before the Bailam was Miyayish, so he made a Geneva, and now he's making a Mechira. The question is the Ganef not Chayev Dal Vehei or not? So Rav Nachman Omer Chayev. Rav Nachman says, yes, he's Chayev. Even though the Bailam was not Miyayish, so therefore the Mechira really does not help, still the Locher is Yechayev Dal Vehei, as long as the Ganef made a Maisa Mechira. Rav Sheshes Soma no Potter, Rav Sheshes says, you Potter. Like we'll soon see what the Svaras are. So the Gemara explains like this. Rav Nachman Omer Chayev. Rav Nachman says, yes, the Ganef is Chayev Dal Vehei, even though the Bailam was not Miyayish yet, because Umochroi Omer Rachmano, if the Ganef, after he steals it, he sells it, for that he's Chayev Dal Vehei, for Hozovin, and he sold it, therefore he's Chayev. And therefore, loishinolif neyish, loishinoliachayish. It doesn't make a difference before the Bailam was Miyayish or after the Bailam was Miyayish. The Maisa, the Ganef, made a Maisa Mechira, for that he's Chayev Dal Vehei. Rav Sheshes Soman no Pot, Rav Sheshes says, in such a case, where the Ganef sold it before Yish, the Ganef is Pot from Dal Vehei. Why? Because Chiyuv Eliyacha Yish, who Dahani? Who? The Yahani Maisav. When does the Torah say Yechayev? Only if you sold it after the Bailam was Miyayish. Because then it remained Yish and Shinu Rishus, so the Mechira really helps. But if you sell it before the Bailam was Miyayish, to Lo Yahani Maisav, your actions do not help. It's not a good Mechira Midi Raisa. Therefore, Lo Mechayev, you will not be Chayev to pay the Dal Vehei. And he holds, Rav Sheshes holds, because Dum Yedit Ficha Binan, the Yahani Maisav. It has to be like Tficha. Torah says, B'tofach Umochor, just like by a Tficha, when you shecht it, Yahani Maisav, the Maisav really help. The same thing, the Mechira also has to be a good Mechira, so that's only after Yish, and not Kaidim Yish.
Yet, the Yahani Maisav, the Ganef has the right to sell it now, and the sale means nothing, the owner gets it back. Loi Mechayiv, then the Torah didn't give the Chiyav Dal Vehei. And how does he know this? Because it says a svari, it says tovach umochar, dum yidit tficha. The sale has to be like the shchita, binan, the yahani maisav. Just like with the ganef makes the maisav shchita, that's a good shchita. The shchita helps. So hu adin umochar means a good sale. So he's only chayiv dal vehei after yish, but before yish he's not chayiv. That's what Rosh Hashanah holds. Omer Rosh Hashanah, minu amin. How do I know? What's my raya proof for this? The tanya we learned. Omer Rabbi Akiva. How come the Torah says Lashon of Tofach Umocha, you pay, why do you pay Dal Vehei? So he answers of Akiva, Mifneishin Ishtarish Bechet. Because he did a bigger chet. He's like, not only did he steal it, but he even gave it away. Same as, what are we talking about? Elay Milifneish, Miyikin Ishtarish, did you do anything more? By the Chur, when he sells it, it's not a good sale. Before Yish, it goes back to the original owner. So what more did he do? He didn't do anything more. Elulavar, we're talking about now Liyacha Yish. We're talking about only Liyacha Yish. So then your Mechira does. So that's called Nishtarish Pechet. When you stole it, it's in your Rishus. But it still belongs to the owner. You have to give it back to the owner. Now when you sell it, you take it out of the owner's Rishus completely. Now that there's a Yish and a Shinu Rishus, somebody new owns it. That's called you made a bigger chet because you took it out of the owner's Rishus completely. When you first stole the shore, good, it's in your possession now, but you have a chiyuv to return it. It still belongs to the owner. When you sell it now, liyacha yish, the new person really owns it. So you did a big ched, you took it more away from the owner. So that's what the Kiva says, that's the svara, where you chayiv dal vehei. Because by selling it, you're doing something more, you see you only chayiv liyacha yish. But before yish, you're not doing anything more in the ched. Because if the owner wasn't miyayish yet, even though you sold it, it means nothing. The sale doesn't take place. The owner still gets it back. So he didn't make more of a chet. So Rav Kiva says that's the reason why Yechayim, it's mashma of only Liyacha Yish. So Mar says no. On our Rova, I'll tell you another pshat. Nefnei Sheshona Bechet. I'm starting to even say in Rav Kiva even. Doesn't only mean to say because Nishtarish Bechet means you did more, but just means the mice you did a second chet with it. It could be even if you're not doing more. Like it's before Yish. And you're selling it now, really doesn't mean anything. The owner can still get it back. But I call upon him, you're doing another chet. Not only did you sell it, but you're even selling it. Not only did you steal it, but you're even selling it to somebody else who gives you permission to sell somebody else's chayfetz. So it's tam, sheshon of the chet. It's like you're doing the second aveira. That's why you chayim dal v'hei. Not because your maisa helps. You make it more out of the owner's reshus. Just that you're doing another chet, that's why you chayim dal v'hei. So it could be the mechira doesn't really help. Havada, the owner can still get it back, he wasn't miyayish yet. But still, your chayav dalvei, because you did like a second chet. Toshima, coming here. Vidashin, the Pasuk says, V'tov choyim ochroi. He shechted and he sold it. So Vidashin, ma tzvi chashen chazeros. Just like a shechita, it's done, you can't retract. The shechita took place, you can't take it back. Af mechir chashen chazeros, that was the price he had before. That a mechir also means you can't retract anymore. Same as, what are we talking about? Eli Malif Neyish, if the Ganav sells it before the owner was Miyayish, Amayen Chazeres. Why can't they retract? A Shina Rashus means nothing without Yish. It's still the owner's. Ella is, aren't we talking about Liacha Yish? The Chur, the Pasuk is talking about only when the owner was Miyayish already. O Shema Mino, we hear from here that Chiyuv Liacha Yishu. When does the Torah say Yechayim Dal Vehei? Only if the Ganav sold it after Yish, that the Mechiva really helps. It's called the Mechiva Shena Chazeres. So again, it's a Raya. To Rav Sheshes. So Rav says, no, we said before, Tigma Rav Nachman, Prat L'Shehiknu Lo L'Shloshim Yoyim. That the Pasuk only means that you have to make at least a Maisa Mechir L'Olam, and not if you only sold it for 30 days. But if you sell it L'Olam, even though it doesn't help, even though it's talking about L'Fnei Yish, maybe though since you did a Maisa Mechira, for that you Chayev Dalvei. So it would be a Kasha to Rav Nachman. Rav says, V'yaf Rav Leza Sava Chiyuv L'Yach Yishu. Rav Lez also holds, Yoni Chayev Dalvei, if you sold it after the owner was Miyayish. The Yomer Rav Lez,